Good Erev Shabbos. Today is in fact not. Today is not Friday. Today is Erev Shabbos, and we're here to turn our Friday into Erev Shabbos. A big thank you to our generous series sponsors, Mendy and Tzipora Fishman, Eschuschma, Erev Kabbat, Tzipora Friedel, in memory of Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs, Rav Yaakov Tzvi ben David Aryeh, and in memory of Mendy's father, so the Shema should have an Aliyah. We are in the Parshios of Golus and Geula. The Kotzker Rebbe said that when we read these Parshios, we're not reading about a piece or a part of the past. We're reading about the prescription for our own story, our own destiny, our own redemption. That we all experience a Mitzrayim, Metzar, constricted, restricted, closing small space, and the Geula, the redemption, the liberation, the freedom from. And when do we have this? No time more than Shabbos. Shabbos is the Geula. Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. Shabbos says that all week long, we're in the gullus of having to have a job and work. We're bound by other people. We have the master called work and money and responsibility and bills and invoices and tasks and tuitions and inboxes. All these things are our master. They're our gullus. All week long we face and we navigate and we confront the gullus of not really owning our own time, not really owning our own ability to have freedom. Comes Shabbos Zeich L'Tzias Mitzrayim. Shabbos liberates and emancipates. Shabbos sets us free. Shabbos gives us not just that taste of Geula, Shabbos is Geula. Because for Shabbos, you put everything else up on the shelf. There is no answering the inbox and the WhatsApp and the texts. There are no to-dos to check off. There are no bills to pay. For Shabbos, we're shalem. Shabbos, we're whole, we're complete, we're free. And therefore, it's Zeich L'Tzias Mitzrayim. It is a taste of Exodus, a taste of freedom, a taste of liberty. Shlomo Rebbe expands on this extensively in Parshas Va'ira and Nesiv HaShalom, in several essays he has, in one called Ein Yisrael Negalim Ela B'Zchus HaShabbos. He talks about that we are only redeemed in the merit of Shabbos. Shabbos is a day of emunah and bitachon. Shabbos is a day of connection and faith, and in the merit of our ability to disconnect from this world and connect to the world of eternity. It's in that merit that we were first redeemed. But in an earlier essay, in an earlier maimer, he talks about that Shabbos is Geula. Shabbos is Shabbos Mevia Geula La'olam Kol Yemos HaShavua B'chinas Galus. All the days of the week is Galus. All the days of the week we have messages and inboxes and errands and places and wash and laundry and dishes. But Shabbos B'chinas Geula. Shabbos comes, put it all up on a shelf. Shabbos comes, shut it all down. Shabbos comes, disconnect in order to be free. All week long, we have worries, we have anxieties, we have fears. All week long, we have legitimate things that we have to tend to. And therefore, all week long, we're also in the throes of the Yetzirah, particularly because of the access and use of technology, but for so many other reasons. Our temper is short because our days are so full, and we have so little time, and we're hangry, and we're running. And all week long, the Yetzirah, the Sitra Achra, we find ourselves in its grasp, in its throes. And there's a katna shagalas. We're like the galas Klal Yisrael when Moshe was telling them, I'm here to set you free, but they couldn't hear me. We feel so breathless. We feel so run down. We have so little vision and perspective and ability to believe it can be different. And come Shabbos, take a neshima, restore that neshama, and put on Pnei Shabbos Nekabla. We put on the Shabbos Panim, and now we're a new person and a different person. All week long, we're the galas Jew. And Shabbos comes and we're the Geula Jew. Shabbos is a taste of that world, of that future. We're nichnas l'Shabbos. We enter Shabbos and Shabbos enters us. Misna'er mikol asher shakua b'yimos ha'shavua. We shake off all the things that we are weighed down from all week long. And we liberate ourselves. All four of the languages of Geula we experience over the course of the four stages of Shabbos. With, of course, Shalashidus, Raivad Deraivin. Being Bechinas Yichud Kesher Bruch of Yisrael, the highest level of connection. So here's how we are going to turn Friday into Erev Shabbos today. Think about today, what's weighing you down? What's holding you back? What's making you feel the Mitzrayim, the Metzar, making you feel restricted and constricted in your own life? What's making you feel helpless and hopeless? What's making you feel so anxious and worried? And now make a conscious effort to liberate, to step out, to set it aside, to put it down. It may still be there Motzei Shabbos. It could be after Havdalah. You'll have to return to it. Whether it's work, whether it's health, whether it's financial, whether it's relationship, whether it's the world of the news of the world. For 25 hours, we have a cocoon, a city of refuge. For 25 hours, we can disconnect from it. For 25 hours, we are transported to a different place called Shabbos. And in that place called Shabbos, everything's great and amazing and whole and complete. And for those 25 hours, we lack and miss nothing. For those 25 hours, there is redemption. But it doesn't happen by accident, and it doesn't happen passively. You have to actively contemplate and think and strategize and focus. So today, turn Friday into Erev Shabbos by identifying, maybe it's the notifications on your inbox. Maybe it's how many voicemails you haven't returned, how many errands you still have to run. Maybe it's the bills that you're not sure how you're going to pay. All of us have that thing, which is our gullus. And make the conscious effort and decision to liberate. Zeich Litzis Mitzrayim, to spend a Shabbos, a taste of Geula. A Shabbos that's a Me'in Olam Haba. A Shabbos where we're not thinking about and weighed down by those things. And in that way, be able to be transported in the schus of that Shabbos to come out of Shabbos and to be able to have a Geula that lasts, in fact, all week long. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Stay happy, stay healthy, and stay holy.